Sure.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and we're thankful that you're with us coast to coast, wherever you may be, WFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way down to WORL in Orlando, Florida, from AM 970, The Answer, in New York, all the way across the country to KCBQ in San Diego. We're grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for being with us every single Saturday. And make sure you tell your friends where the funniest spot on the dial is every Saturday night, because we don't mind one bit sharing your company. We've been talking about some interesting things on tonight's show, and so we're grateful that you're with us, hoping that you will participate in the conversation at 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. And if you haven't yet done it, get online to BaldwinMcCullough.com and check out the new television feed of the broadcast, tonight being expertly produced by our operations manager and vice president, Ivan Quinones, personally. You get a VP to run the actual television show, man. You're pulling in the big guns. So we're glad that that's there, and you can check that out. It's live streaming right now, and then it'll be available for playback throughout the week this next week, so check that out. It's Baldwin McCullough, Stevie B.
Yo.
First hour, we were talking a little bit about this Boy Scouts thing. Now, you never had sons. Your offspring are all, your spawn are all female.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Thanks for the reminder.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was.
Or did you beat up Boy Scouts when you were?
No, I was a Boy Scout. And you know, like when you make those little...
I mean, Alex says he's still a Boy Scout.
Those little airplanes that like wind up the propeller with a rubber band,
yeah.
And you hook it on the wire and you have those races.
Yep.
Well, we did that only my year, I put a firecracker so inside like my school, like in like junior high school, like younger than that. I literally tried to... I wound up and then planted the fuse coming out of the inside of the... And like an idiot, I like right under counting three, I light the fuse when like, you know, I'm like could have like burned the building down, and I let the propeller go, and my thing races across, and by the time it hits the wall at the far end, the firecracker explodes and blows my my little.
Did you win?
Oh, I was suspended for quite some time.
But did you win the race?
No, I didn't win the race. And then I was suspended for quite some time.
I can just see it like blowing past everybody, and then like it explodes like 2 inches from the end of the race.
Right.
And everybody else is like this kind of ekes across. And
yeah, see, I didn't realize that you could have gotten suspended. I didn't
factor
that in. But certainly the legend of Stevie B, you know, because all those guys went out to the masses and said, no, dude, he put a firecracker in his airplane. It was gnarly.
There you go. Well, that was your Boy Scout experience. I was never in the Boy Scouts.
Right.
I always wished that I had been, but...
You'd have been a great Boy Scout.
I suppose.
You'd have been like a leader.
Really?
Yeah, like you are here.
Like an Eagle Scout? No, I don't think I would have been. I don't think I would have made a very good Eagle Scout.
I don't know, dude.
But we'll see.
You seem like the kind of guy that when you're out there camping and you're rubbing those sticks together and you're not getting a spark, you're just going to keep on rubbing, baby.
I just breathe on it till it... No, I'll go find, back in that day, Stevie B's stash of whatever liquid
nitrogen
alcohol content may have been laying around.
No,
put a match
silly.
To it. Well, that was, you know, your pre-sober days.
Right, but even in my youth.
How long have you been sober?
If we couldn't, 23 years. But
you know what? Everyone listening tonight, whatever else we say, that's going to encourage somebody tonight.
Well, it's, you know, one day at a time, brother.
Yeah.
you know.
But I got to say, we're in a lot of places together. There's a lot of alcohol at things that we go to. And I'm constantly impressed by your faithfulness to that dedication.
Thank you, brother.
So, yeah.
It's good stuff.
And I need to...
Free your mind and your butt will follow. That's what I figured out. Simple mathematics.
I don't even want to repeat that.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
Sorry.
What
I did figure out is
thinking
Boy Scout,
about minds and butts and Boy Scouts.
Yes, please fill in the rest of the blanks.
It's not often that he stumps me, like that he shuts me up in the conversation. He's done it like three times tonight already. He's having a good one tonight. But what I was going to say is back when we tried to start the fire during the camp, I just went and broke into someone's car and, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Found a book of matches.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the Boy Scout decision, and I was, honest to goodness, incredulously surprised that the 1,400-member General Board of the Boy Scouts, which is who made this decision, voted the way they did. I honestly expected, once the Executive Board kicked it down to the General Board, I expected the General Board to decline bringing openly gay scouts into the scouts because for a few reasons. They've never discriminated against gay scouts in the past. There's no reason to kind of imply that you did. You just fought for the right to set your own rules before the Supreme Court like 3 years ago and won.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, there's this idea that we've got to allow, like, you know, capitulate on this point. And so they did. And Stephen brought this story in tonight about this church in Louisville. You said it was?
Yes, sir.
In Louisville?
Yeah.
Is it... what's the name of the Southeast Christian Church? Is that
correct?
The one you're talking about? Okay, so the executive pastor there, Tim Hester, said a lot of prayer and thought and a lot of discussions went into this. Some 300 kids from Troop 212 use that church campus on a regular basis. And the senior pastor said, we've enjoyed our association with the Boy Scouts for a lot of years, and our local leaders are great leaders, and we are with them in sharing their disappointment of the direction of the National Boy Scouts have decided to go. That direction is being both criticized and applauded, says the news writer. But the that church made the decision to no longer host the Boy Scouts troop in its church under the new rules, given what they perceive to be the likelihood of the outcomes there. And Stephen asked a very interesting question the first hour. I'll let you repeat that here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I want to just clarify. I think because, you know, we've got some people on hold that want to talk to us and all of that. And I just want to clarify one thing. I was simply asking the question. Now that this church in Louisville has decided to no longer continue its relationship with the Boy Scouts, obviously because of this vote.
Right.
I was saying, is that kind of an odd scenario or a catch-22, meaning because then... would it be perhaps misperceived about how welcoming they were of homosexuals into their church? So now, we had one caller, you know, interpret that question as my saying that the church wouldn't be welcome. I didn't say that. I was saying...
You're asking the question, will it be perceived that way?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go to Dan in Louisville on line three. Dan, thank you for listening on 970 AM WGTK. We're glad to be on that station. What's your thought on this?
Well, thank you, Mr. McCullough, and thank you, Mr. Baldwin, for taking my call. My belief is that the cultural perspective of the line that represents, you know, I guess, the division between our sovereignty as a nation with and maybe a post-Christian nation and leaning toward globalism is really what's changing. And that is why they have brought this into question to begin with, and that's to bring our culture as a Christian nation into question. And so I see this as an issue of globalism. And that's really all I had to say.
Thanks. All right, Dan, thank you. No, thank you for your patience. So I think he's on to an interesting point in that, Stephen, in that he's saying that you know, there was a time when America was known as such a Christian nation,
mm-hmm,
that something like this, even only 2 or 3 years ago, would have been out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been absolutely no way. Yes, the value that faith and God have on our culture as a culture at large is starting to diminish. And with that, we are going to see what I perceive to be seismic shifts in how America views everything when you stop viewing it from the perspective of who God is and what difference that makes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to line one. Joe in Winston-Salem, listening on 97.7 FM there in Winston-Salem. Line one. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, Stephen, the next time the Baldwin brothers get together, are you jockeying? Are you trying to get the big pork chop there from liberal brother Alec for making the most liberal comment of the week?
Oh, no. What was the comment?
The one about confusing the issue between the southeastern Louisville church.
Joe, hold on. We got to take a break. I'm going to let you get your entire comment to Stephen when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough. It's Saturday night.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Free.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yep.
I'm Stephen Baldwin.
He is
Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373.
And just before we went to the break, Joe, you were chastising Stephen for, if I understood you correctly, for giving the most liberal comment of the week. Joe, line one, are you there from Winston-Salem?
Yeah.
All right. Go right ahead.
I can't hear you.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
There you go. I was just wondering, Steve, if you're trying to get...
Joe, if it's okay, we'll produce the show. Joe, if it's okay, I'll let the engineers produce the show, and then the music and stuff, it'll take care of itself. Trust me on that.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, you got Steven's attention. Go for it.
Okay. No, I'd make a comment about the poor job. But listen... There's two different matters here. The church is simply not inviting the Boy Scouts back, the way I understand it. But your question was, is that sending a message that they're not welcoming homosexuals there? And I don't see how you can mix those two. That's my question.
Right. Right. But my question to you, Joe, was... If the church no longer wants to make its facilities available to the Boy Scouts for this reason and wants to disassociate itself from the Boy Scouts for this reason, which is having this vote occur where now gays in the Boy Scouts can openly express themselves, I was asking, might that create more of a perception in the culture that already exists, which is, Christians are homophobic. So can the same church that's saying to the Boy Scouts, you no longer can come into our church anymore, might it create a perception where they wouldn't be welcoming of homosexuals? I wasn't saying they would be. I was asking, might it seem that way?
Will it give that impression to people, Joe? What do you think?
I understand what you're saying, and yes, it makes some, but I think it also makes gives us something to think about when we try to mix in with the world and do something nice. Then we end up being victimized as Christians and seen as a bad guy. These guys are trying to do something nice, and obviously, if you're a born again Christian, you know we're all fallen. And I don't know this particular church, but I would say, of course, they would not reject homosexuals from coming in there. But I see your point. I see how that could now give a mixed message.
Right.
And really, it's just going back to them trying to open up their doors and have a working relationship. And now, because of this confusing message, they've been caught in the middle of it.
So right. See, but you just
they didn't want this to begin with.
Right. But you just said something. You just used actually the most appropriate words that I was looking for. Is there now? Could the perception be a mixed message? That was my what I was curious about.
I guess it could be for some.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for the call, brother.
Appreciate your patience. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Kelly, line 3 in Louisville, Kentucky. Another listener to AM 970, WGTK, our tremendous affiliate there. Kelly, we're glad you're with us. Your thoughts on the Boy Scouts, this church that's going to end their local charter, and the message that it sends.
Yes, thanks for asking the question, and thanks for letting us address that.
Sure thing.
Here in Kentucky, we've got a campaign among the homosexual movement called No Hate in Our State, and it is a no-win situation here in Kentucky. Anything under any circumstances, no matter how clear or loving or how logical you present, anything that does not support homosexuality is thrown under the bus and under the banner of hate. So despite the fact that this church, and we are very aware of this church and the scouting program there, would never have a sexual attractive group under any circumstances, be it homosexual, be it heterosexual, having sleepovers. Okay, that's the bottom line with the whole thing. We're not going to have anybody who's sexually attracted sleeping over with somebody else like that. That's not, no matter, but that's for the protection of the children. It's going to be called hate. Is it going to be perceived that way? Yes, there is already an agenda here to do that. And what will probably happen, and it's very sad, but they're going to, not, I'm not saying this church, but around the country, when these churches back out, they're going to start bringing out the statistics, and we are very well aware of them, where young men who are closet homosexuals have molested boys in the Boy Scouts. Just like when it all hits the fan with the Catholic priest, it's going to all hit the fan with these homosexuals. If they come out of the closet with this and they are open with this, those statistics are going to rise dramatically. Parents are aware, and I am one of them. My sons have been in the Scout troop. We are very aware of those statistics. And, yes, I applaud this church because they've already seen the statistics and said, we're not taking the risk with any young man's life, and I appreciate that. But it's a no-win situation. Anything in Kentucky, and I can't speak for other states, that does not support the homosexual agenda is thrown under the banner of hate. No matter what we do, it's a complete no-win situation. We might as well do what we think is right and just bear the brunt of it.
I understand, Kelly. Thank you for your call. Did you have any response there, Stephen? Because California had the same thing when they were going through the Proposition 8 deal, Kelly. And people started writing that N-O with the letter 8. By their name, N-O-H with the letter 8, and they thought they were all cute and stuff. But it really, you're really right. Like you're not allowed to hold the opinion that homosexual behavior is in some way unhealthy on any level, according to the activists, because they are going to view you as an agent of hatred. Mm-hmm. You don't like them, and you're trying to manipulate the system to keep them out of it. That's what they will say.
Right.
All right, Kelly, thank you. Let's go to line two, Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to that other AM 970 that
yeah,
we love.
I am of the opinion that the issue of gay and homosexuality is an abomination. And if I may remind you, Kevin and Stephen, Obama was against same-sex marriage before he was for it. And by the way, since eHarmony.com, he's doing that in your show. Did you know that they take homosexual now on eHarmony?
Ralph, first of all, let me address that because you are incorrect. And let me tell you the truth about what happened with eHarmony. And this is why I love Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me explain this to you. Gay activists dragged eHarmony to court. And they said,
they said,
you're servicing straight people, but you're not servicing our desires to couple and to pair with people that we want to couple and to pair with. Now, Dr. Neil Clark Warren said, I don't know anything about how to connect gay people. I've studied married people all my life. He's a clinical psychiatrist, has a background in producing Christian marriage. So they dragged him to court and said, you're prejudiced against us, and we're going to sue you for everything you're worth if you don't create a website that services our needs. And he said, well, we'll see you in court. So they went to court, and the judge said you had to do it. So he created a website that is not even working right now. It's just sitting there online somewhere. I don't even know what it's called. GayHarmony.com. I don't even know what it's called. But he does not promote homosexual marriage, and for you to say that just indicates that you don't know what you're talking about. Ralph, thanks for the call. More on Baldwin McCullough when we continue, where we are proudly sponsored by eHarmony.com and the good work of Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
mail.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Glad you're with us. We've been talking about this Boy Scout issue this week, because the Boy Scouts, shockingly, voted in favor of now letting boys talk about their sexuality while on Boy Scout activities and not being allowed to be dismissed because of it. And where that barrier goes and what they are able to enforce from here on out, you know, I have no idea. But I know one thing, the McCullough boys will not be Boy Scouts now. I didn't even have a say in that. The lovely bride said, that's it for us. It's gone. We're not going to have, older Boy Scouts in troops, being assistant troop leaders and all that other stuff, while our boys are not under our supervision, away for weekends doing campouts. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Hell will freeze over before this ever takes place.
Do you think it's possible that as a result of this vote, it could literally change the future of the Boy Scouts completely?
I think it did the moment that the vote came down. Because And if you look up the scouting oath, and let me just do this real quick. Boy Scout oath. I want to read this on the air. What is scouting? Scouts say this: on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That's the oath that they prepare. We're going to be morally straight people. And that's not a reference to being straight or gay. It's morally straight, meaning that I'm living a moral lifestyle, that I'm not, you know, engaging in lots of immorality. I'm going to be morally good.
While simultaneously as an oath to God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it says my duty to God and country.
Interesting.
And God comes first. Then it says I will obey the scout law. Here's the scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. What is reverent about bringing up sex into the midst of the scouting experience? What's reverent about that? Is that the place for reverent discussion of sex? I don't see how it fits there. So I think they're violating their own oath and scout law, so that's going to change. You're going to have parents just like us go, no, we'll do something else, finding other ways. You have churches like this one in Louisville, Kentucky, they're saying, guys, we can't be part of something that's promoting something that goes against, you know, directly against what God says. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. And I think that you're going to lose the lowest level of loss will be at the corporate sponsorship level. There will be even probably some companies that will now support them, underwrite them, because they did make this move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they will lose some corporate sponsorship. I think they will lose a ton of charter sponsorships through churches and religious institutions and so forth, which is the majority of the people that underwrite scout troops. And then they're going to lose hundreds of thousands of currently, maybe millions, of current scouts, because families will pull out. 888-340-3373. Tom in Yonkers, listening to AM 970. The Answer. Welcome, Tom.
Yeah, hi. I support the action of the church in Louisville.
Okay.
And that's because in Matthew chapter 18, verse 2, Jesus says, he called a little child to him and placed him among them and said, Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like these children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. But then he goes on in verse 6 and says, if anyone causes one of these little children, one who believes in me, means the children in the church also, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and be thrown into the depths of the sea. So churches have a responsibility, a sacred responsibility, to guide their children to good character, good behavior. And, you know, if they fail, they have failed very seriously.
Tom, that makes a lot of sense to me. But, you know, I was pretty much in your camp on the discussion of this anyway. But maybe there's someone listening that disagrees. Maybe you think that this church is really demonstrating a homophobic, homosexual perspective. Or maybe they run the risk of that and the rest of their message is violated. Would love to hear from you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Thank you, Tom, for your call. Stephen, what he said, does the church, even if they run the risk of appearing to be intolerant, does the commandment from Matthew 18 demonstrate a greater responsibility to the health and safety of the children that are in the group than the appearance of intolerance in the other picture?
I think he makes a good point, which, you know, again, I, mostly because my wife tries to beat it into my head every single day, which is God's word is the key, God's word is the key.
Yep.
God's, so I think his point is very valid to say that perhaps this church has made the right decision based on that scripture.
Be right back. Baldwin McCullough next. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP
AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare.
They took the bribe,
took your tax dollars,
and did it anyway.
That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
McCullough every Saturday night on great stations coast to coast, including AM 1400 WDTK in Detroit, AM 970 The Answer in New York City, and Sirius XM 131 if you're one of those satellite people. We're glad that you're with us, and let's go back to the phones. What we're talking about is this Boy Scouts decision, and it was a shocker. I thought that when I knew the executive board was, you know, they were agenda-driven, kind of activist-oriented. I figured they were going to make the recommendation, which they did. I didn't expect the general board of 1,400 people to vote in favor of saying, hey, let's put open homosexuals into scout troops. They did. I wanted to ask the same board members, well, is it okay if you put heterosexual boys into Girl Scout troops? I mean, would you do that? Everybody looks, you know, I ask that question. They all, you know, what?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, why not? It's the same thing. You don't put people who are sexually attracted to each other in their teens in side-by-side tents on camping trips. It doesn't work that way. Does it? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I have this really, you know, antiquated view of the world. Maybe everybody should have sex with everyone all the time and just stop even trying to have any semblance of morality in America. Maybe that would make us, maybe that would solve all of our problems.
Well, that's where it's all going now, isn't it?
In fact, guys, after the show tonight.
Oh, you need to calm down.
You all go home and kiss your wives and be good boys. Right. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. You're obviously sleep-deprived now.
Yes, okay. And the Red Bull didn't
help. You'd be getting loopy.
The Red Bull didn't help. Line 1, Ken in Detroit, listening to WDTK AM 1400. Glad you're with us. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment regarding what's going on with the Boy Scouts, that I think that all Christian churches should pull out of the Boy Scouts.
I think most of them are.
Now, I happen to be a Christian. And I agree with the view that's held by the teachings of the Bible that homosexual behavior is an abomination. That
as is adultery, as is pornography.
Yes.
As is overeating.
As adultery, as so many other things.
Yep. Sin is sin. It's all sin.
Yes, it's all sin, and that we Christians shouldn't tolerate it in any fashion. And so the Boy Scouts organizations, well, they made a decision.
Right.
And if they were to come to me, as they have in the past, asking for donations, they won't get a nickel from me. They won't get a dime from me. And I think that as a Bible-believing Christian, there again, I think we are doing the right thing by not supporting the Boy Scout organization.
Yeah, and Ken, like I said, I think most churches that are currently in the groups are going to, they've already indicated, at least all the denominations have, that they're pretty much gone. So I think what you're saying is going to be largely the response that most churches in America are going to see. You're going to have a handful of, like, you know, very liberal, like primarily Methodist and Episcopalian churches that are going to stick in there because they tend to be, you know, more lenient on this stuff. But most of the Southern Baptist and the other evangelical organizations are going to, they're all going to be gone.
Well, we Christians must never tolerate sin. I mean, we love the sinner, but we have to try to have them repent of their behavior, turn away from their behavior.
Right.
But as long as someone chooses to hold on to that behavior, we can't welcome them in our midst.
Well, wait a minute. Now you're talking about something different.
What I'm saying is that
Ken, let me ask you a question because I don't think you want to be seen as bigoted. If a homosexual wished to walk into the door of your church tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and they've been questioning, maybe God is there, maybe He does love me, and they came in and they sat in attendance. And they heard the gospel for the very first time, even though they hadn't given up their sin as of yet, you wouldn't turn them away. You wouldn't say, you've got to get out the door because you're an evil homosexual. Is that what you would do?
Well, first of all, if someone is a stranger and walks into a church, we're not going to know who they are or what their sin that they're holding on to.
Right.
But at the same time, I think if they wanted to be active in the church, wanted to join the church.
That's a different story.
And they wanted to hold on to their sin. No way.
That's where you're saying you got to draw the line.
You got to draw the line.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you weren't.
Again, we can't tolerate sinful behavior.
Right. No, I got it. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call. I just wanted him to clarify that because he runs the risk, Stephen, of saying, well, we can't tolerate these people in our presence.
Right.
That's not what Christians believe.
At all.
Not an ounce. We want them to know Jesus. We want them to find peace through Him. And when you begin to follow Jesus, other things take care of themselves. Baldwins even begin paying taxes after they know Jesus long enough.
And hallelujah!
It's the full route of what's called sanctification eventually does kick in.
Praise hallelujah!
Let's go to AM 970 and Annie calling from the Bronx. Hi, Annie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Annie!
Hey! Happy Memorial Weekend, or just Yeah, have a good Memorial Weekend.
You too.
Happy about it.
As long as I can stop dealing with the power company, I'll be fine.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we believe in God and we believe in Christ and we have our religious reasons why. But religion, it's not even necessary to make it subjective by means of religion. For others who may not be religious, even an atheist or somebody not of our moral code of ethics could see that it is, then they are different and not equal. They should exist, but it's very strange. This shows me the fragility of the human condition. We're stuck between love, courage, and the truth. The truth of the matter is that even by the laws of Darwinism, survival of the fittest, who do you think would be the fittest between heterosexuals and homosexuals? So for those who say, oh, just because of your faith, because you're Christian, you're a bigot. No! Just look at yourself in the mirror and look at your partner. Does it look like you are trying to preserve humanity? Two people from another galaxy would look at us and say, what a strange, people these are, or species, that they should take their human organism and work retrograde. You know what I'm saying?
Annie, you say it better than most, girl. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, you said it. You said it well. Stay with us. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In 86.
Rekindle the romance. Paul McCullough, glad you're with us Saturday night, every Saturday night. And if you want to stay in touch with us, get on our tweets. Stephen Baldwin 7.
Right.
On Twitter, at Stephen Baldwin 7.
And the number 7.
Right. If it was Stephen Baldwin, S-E-V-E-N, I would say it that way.
Oh, okay.
But at Stephen Baldwin 7, the number, because there is no letter 7. I am a little. It's been a long day.
No, but thank you for the clarification.
Did I tell you that it started at 5:45 with?
So you know,
Daddy, gotta go pee pee.
So you know,
yeah.
Even I knew that.
I didn't doubt that. And then, if you want to contact Kevin McCullough, it's at KMC Radio on Twitter.
So well, this has been a gnarly show.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking a gnarly question. You're the one that did it all. Now, next week, we talked about a girl last week. What's her name again? Kylie Bazzuti.
Yes.
Okay, I remembered. And she's written a new book about her whole experience with Victoria's Secrets and where she's come since she decided to leave that line of work.
And modeling. And the modeling
world. And the modeling world in general.
I believe the book is titled I'm No Angel.
Yeah. We're going to try to get her in studio next week. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic.
And it's going to be an interesting show. I hope you'll be with us.
Hi, Kylie.
That. You think she's listening?
I think she's listening.
Oh, wow. Kylie, appreciated your stand on the Huffington Post video. I thought that was cool. So we'll talk to you next week and hopefully sell a lot of books for her. But it'll be interesting. But he's Stephen Baldwin. You can see him on Facebook and Twitter and however else you see him. No longer on Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars.
Congratulations.
To Trace.
Trace Atkins.
Baldwin, I told you I was going to just take that pen.
Because the big winner.
Ben Gillette and just pound him into gravy.
When after Trace won, I made this statement. I said, God was the winning celebrity of this Celebrity Apprentice.
Baldwin, you always speak
thus
truth.
Defeating the atheist, Ben Gillette.
That's why I like
just
you.
Just saying.
That's why I like you, Baldwin.
Just saying.
You always speak that truth stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, Baldwin, you...
But stop picking on Mary Lou. I'm going to have to kill you, Baldwin.
No, congratulations to Trace. You going to do another music video with him now? Because that's what happened last time when he lost.
Well, apparently he was more upset with me this time around, so I don't think I'm getting any invitations anytime soon.
Really? You still holding a grudge?
No, not me.
No, him.
Well, no, now he won. Now
Baldwin,
I don't think he cares.
I'm not holding no grudge against you.
But I just think the whole season was fabulous, and Mark Burnett was very happy with everything.
Good.
Yeah.
It finished consistently second to Mark Burnett's other show.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. You can stay with us through the week, and we're always glad to get together with you to have some fun and be funny on Saturday night. It's the best way to spend 9 to 11 Eastern and later in some syndicated portions of the United States of America. This is Trace Atkins saying goodnight.
See ya.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.